What's up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer here for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily, the final day of February. Excuse me, it's not the final month of the year. We're still 10 months away from that. Long way to go still. But the last day in February here on the Purple Project Podcast Daily before the calendar year turns into March. Already a lot to dive in this week, obviously. We'll get you caught up on the latest with women's basketball on Wednesday. Tennis, track and field as well. But we're going to start back on the diamond. A lot happened on the diamond, and the slow start continues for K-State. But at least K-State baseball won the final game of a three-game stretch against California, against CSU Bakersfield yesterday after obviously a heartbreaking loss in the first Met game. They lost these games Friday and Saturday by a run of the first game of a three-game set between Bakersfield. They lost by in 11 innings, and then Bakersfield gets past K-State by one run, 2-1 in that game. Then we're going to fast forward to Game 3 yesterday afternoon. K-State finally breaking out a little bit, defeating CSU Bakersfield 8-2 in that one. And the winning pitcher, Blake Corestino, getting his first win of the 2022 season. Dylan Phillips finally had a breakout game for him. Homered twice in this one and drove in four runs. Corestino pitched seven innings, almost eight full innings pitched almost eight innings, and apparently he was in relief apparently there as well. Obviously, this was the finale of the series, which was a three-game set in Bakersfield, California as well. And actually, Christian Rubeck did start this ball game, and then it was a rough start, and coach manager Pete Hughes got the quick hook on him and decided, hey, let's just go with Blake Corestino, and he got out of a big-time jam. That's probably the turning point of this game. He doesn't get out of that, and this game has a different feel to it already. You're kind of your back's against the wall already on this road trip after starting 0-3 in Texas. You're already 0-2 in Cali, and if you finally get out of that jam there, and that was kind of the biggest turning point of this ball game here in this one. And Corestino playing in his home state this weekend, and currently we got Bakersfield coming up tomorrow on the baseball side of stuff. Corestino is from Fedora, California there as well. Dylan Phillips' first home run was a three-run shot in the third, and then that was when this team was trailing 2-0, and then solo shot is next at bat there to put the game out of reach there, 5-2, and then of course K-State added three more runs as well. Blake Adams, Dominic Johnson, Justin Mitchell in Orlando, Salinas Jr. also in the lineup, had multi-hit performances yesterday afternoon as well. Blake Adams, who had a great performance on Friday night, but got the loss, or I should say rather, he did not get the loss because the game went into extra innings. He went 2-4 in the game. Cole Johnson had an RBI triple in this one as well. Yeah, Corestino, like I said, he don't get out of that, then this could have been a sweep, but that's critical. So hopefully this gives K-State baseball coach manager Pete Hughes some momentum going to Cal State Fullerton. That's going to be no joke as well there. Dylan Phillips, 2-for-5 in this game. Five of K-State's 12 hits went for extra bases, including a triple from Cole Johnson. And then he's down here again on this bulletin point here. Dom Johnson, the Johnson boys, and Mitchell all registered RBIs in this one. as well. And then Jerika in his college debut threw an inning in the third to close it out there with an impressive pitching performance there by Coristino as well. The Cats in this game, game three, went 6-for-16 with men on base while limiting the Roadrunners only to 1-for-13 on with men on base. That's how you get it done right there as well. The all-time series now between K-State and CSU Bakersfield is now locked up at 6 apiece. The win ended the Wildcats' second longest win losing streak to begin the season. You got to go back to 1973 when K-State lost 8 games in a row there. And then you got to go back here to this guy. Had his name appear earlier, and now I'm going to have to scramble back here. Justin Mitchell for K-State now has hit safely in his last 4 games, and they're stay on the road tomorrow night against Cal State Fullerton. Again, K-State looking, got their first win of the season. They're 1-5 now. Hopefully this can kind of turn things around a little bit here, and they can carry that momentum where they got gathered yesterday afternoon out there to Cal State Fullerton tomorrow night, 8 first pitch, a little bit after 8 on ESPN Plus. And of course, K-Man will have coverage of that as well. Blake, I already mentioned Blake Adams, Justin Mitchell to kind of close this episode out. 2-for-4, Dom Johnson, who has been a stud here early on for K-State, was also 2-for-5, and I also mentioned he had an RBI and a run scored in this one. K-State salvages a win in this 3-game set against CSU Bakersfield yesterday after heartbreaking losses in the first 2 nights of this series. K-State now, K-State baseball, 1-5 entering into tomorrow night's game against Cal State Fullerton. I believe this is, let me go back and check here real quick. I don't want to give out the wrong information here. Bakersfield here. Yeah, they're 1-5 here. Let's see. Now they're going to give me, let's see, go here for a second. This might be the, yeah, this is the basketball. What is this? All right, clicked on the wrong one here. Doing best I can here. And now base schedules. Oh, hopefully they can give me the right one. There we go. 1-5 on the year. Yes, it is. It is a 1-1. Cal State Fullerton. On the first night of March, Cal State Fullerton there before moving on to a 3-game set with Loyola Marymount. Interesting team. Cal State Fullerton here. One game match. Tomorrow, we're going to see a lot of these as the year goes on. I don't understand them, but hey, you got to get games scheduled, right? So we've seen them in the past, but I just don't understand them. You can do a 2-game set, but not a 1-game. I don't understand that. But hey, it is what it is. K-State got their first win of the year yesterday afternoon. Look to get another one in this very long road trip. The Pearl Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. We will get you all caught up with the sports that is going on this week, which includes, I'm recording this an hour away from K-State tipping off down there in Lubbock there. They're going to have their hands full, obviously, their tournament chances. If you haven't been listening to the last week's editions of the Dailies, go back and check that out. Over the weekend, it had something on the NCAA tournament on the men. Yeah, you can officially throw those hopes all in the garbage can. Like I've been saying, hyping this up a little bit on the wrong side. Yeah, you can say that. But yeah, this team, man, they're in danger of going under 500 if they don't put a rabbit out of their butts tonight. And they're going to have their hands full against a team red hot, Texas Tech Red Raiders team tonight. So the big Monday, we'll have a reaction to that tomorrow for sure on this podcast. And we got a special guest, by the way, coming on Thursday night. We'll record on Thursday night and have it up this week as well. Back-to-back special guest. Man, I'm excited where this podcast is headed. So I'm going to leave you in the dark with our special guest on that as well. But K-State, you're going to have their hands full. Yeah, it's going to be, yeah, definitely a long shot now to make it to the NCAA tournament. Go Cats, Eddie Greer, another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily in the books.